fantastic realism, to where it's seductive vampires, mighty werewolves, beautiful elves, and mighty legendary warriors. Fantasy worlds create beautiful, sometimes scary stories. But there is more to it, because as you finally find comfort in creation of realistic portraits, you will surely ponder a new direction, a new challenge, and search for things that can enhance your art. And this is it. This is how you do it. Adventures into the worlds of fantasy are one such thing. Fantasy built on top of realism creates extremely valuable art. And please, don't worry. As with portraits, the road towards fantasy is paved with reference images. But here, you move beyond just headshots and even beyond full body photos into speaking with color, stylization, pose arrangement, and painting composition. Despite what schools try to teach us, it is always more responsible to prepare a library of all the reference photos that you will need. For example, I need butterflies to see if perhaps my elf painting could use a crown similar to an 1869 work by Sophie Anderson, which she wonderfully entitled with a poem. Take the fair face of woman gently suspending, with butterflies, flowers, and jewels ascending. Thus your fairy is made of most beautiful things. And that is exactly what you need to upgrade your realistic portrait to a fairy version. Art is a beautiful adventure, and it has a song that will interweave and multiplex with your song. If fantasy worlds call to you, then this is your next step. And you will learn fast. I barely begun, and I already outgrew my first 3 works of art. My portfolio is down to just 6 pieces, as if to make room for more fantastic realism. My cat does not belong in my art portfolio anymore, as it is just too silly. Still, it will make its way into my art book. Nothing interesting is ever really lost in the world of art. The adventure into the worlds of fantasy is a thing meant for art. And here we can directly speak of color, style, posture, and composition, as enhancing those to their maximums brings fantasy to life. We must often pause and ask, if the original color palette of our reference image can be made better. I'm currently working on an elf, and it is worth exploring more skin tones, more glow and fantasy. Beyond that, the atmosphere of the world of elves can lean towards the green like The Matrix, or yellow like Breaking Bad Mexico. We should call it color palette enhancement. It does not apply to everything, not at all. But color adjustment can make your best work even better. The original photo of the elf that I am working on has very simple ears. They can certainly benefit from a little bit of extra flourish. This is called stylization, where you may enlarge the eyes, make the mouth smaller, add or remove shine from the hair, or even make the eyes glow. Elves, vampires, robots, and werewolves can all benefit from glowing eyes. And I'm not just talking about glowing eyes like in sci-fi movies, but also glowing eyes like lions in the Sahara. Ooh. It does not have to be an evil glow, just a magical one. Stylization of realistic portraits is best kept down to minimum. A glint in the eye, a glow in the hair. But once you cross into the world of fantasy, developing your stylization techniques becomes a much-needed superpower. And probably the best way to get at stylization ideas is to look at other people's art in search of ideas that they borrowed and then developed. As you cross beyond realism and begin to speak with color and added flourish of stylization, you will discover the language of the pose. Here you can express defiance, attack, power, by simply bending the shape of the body. You still use photos for reference. You want things to feel right. But now you take a long time to pose your models and to take just the perfect photo that goes well with the face and will agree with the hands. Yeah, some people will draw a simplified skeleton, but just like with portraits, this is not something that you start with. And despite the nonsense some teachers may throw at your feet, using simplified skeletons may be something that you might want to consider avoiding. Just like you don't want to paint a portrait from memory, even if just out of respect, you probably don't want your pose to start with a skeleton doodle. And let me say this, some artists may not wish to use a wooden or plastic model. They may pose themselves or ask friends for help with their reference photos. In fact, those reference photos may dictate where the painting is going next. And here, just to underline, you can easily imagine how a person would be willing to pay upwards of hundreds and hundreds of dollars just to own a battling werewolf or armor-clad elf or battle angel version of themselves or their sweetheart. The more you build out the scene in a way that your subject loves, the more valuable that work of art will become for them. I grew up hearing of a painting so large that it was said I could get lost in it. When I got a bit older and finally went to visit it, the painting was the room. You couldn't walk up to it as the painting merged with the floor, and the floor had real sand and battle artifacts scattered over it. Apparently, you couldn't just jump over the railing and play with the guns, even though they were already on the ground and seemingly abandoned. This is the nature of composition. World building, world speaking, world enticing. Just like you can't put a relaxed person into a battle painting, you can't just draw any simple background here. The scene behind your character must be carefully built. If the vampire feels passion, let the forest burn. If the werewolves begin their march, then the night moon must be brighter than the sun. If beautiful elves are dancing, then the world must dance with them. And if the warriors are preparing for great battle, their warhammers and katanas must weigh upon all the souls. Even if all you have is just one realistic portrait, The gateway to the other universes is already within your reach. Install Krita, get a pen and tablet, maybe even a used one. Grab a reference photo from Reddit Gets Drawn, stretch it over the entire Krita canvas, set opacity to 50, and let it serve you as the shape guide and the source of perfect color. May your art begin with hyperrealism, for there are great universes waiting for you to open the door.